Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Let me tell you about our March sponsors. Let's kick it off with Blake Fluellen with Fluellen's Performance and Electronics Off-Road, based out of Macon, Georgia. My dude does custom fabrications, builds, and audio installs, wheels, lifts, and tires. A dealer for all major brands like Wet Sound, Super ATV, High Lifter. If you can name it, he can get it. He offers in-house financing and afterpay. And check this out. If you use the discount code TERRY10, you'll get 10% off with my boy. So email him now at sales@fpeoffroad.store or call him 478-747-2830 or go follow him on Facebook at FPE Off-Road. And make sure y'all use that discount code TERRY10 for 10% off. Check them out now. That's Fluellen's Performance and Electronics Off-Road. This next one sure is cute and sweet. I'm going to tell you about Marcy's Sparkling Ladies. Just recently, my daughter and her mother went to go see my buddy Marcy, and she does this thing called permanent jewelry. And what they do is they pick out necklaces, whatever it is, bracelets, anklets, all this kind of stuff. And what they do is they weld it to where it's hard to come off. And it's supposed to be like this permanent, meaningful piece of jewelry between two people. It's the perfect Mother's Day present or anything like that. I'm telling you, it is adorable. Y'all please go look her up now and look at all that she offers. So go check her out now on Instagram and Facebook at Marcy's Sparkling Ladies. And don't miss out. She does pop-up events, and her next one coming up is March the 11th in Lizella, Georgia. Look on her Instagram and Facebook to find out exactly where. Go check her out now. That's Marcy's Sparkling Ladies. Y'all want to know who takes all my professional pictures and some of our videos around here? Miss Kelly Leverett. She has a company called Kelly Leverett Photos and Film. She specializes in all things photography and videotography. She even does those badass boudoir shoots or whatever you want to call them. Literally, whatever you need done as far as video or pictures goes, she can knock them out. I've seen some of the stuff she does for weddings, and I know the stuff that she does for us here. And let me tell you, she does an amazing job. We're actually going to have them on the show later this month, so you'll get to hear more about them. So what I need you guys to do is to go look them up now on Facebook at Kelly Leverett Photos and Film, LLC. Phone number is 478-414-8387. Call, make an appointment today, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You need some construction work done to your house? I got just the guy for you. Need y'all to go check out Dennis Farmer with C. Martin Construction. They've been in business for a long time now. They do everything from demolition to pond digging, grading, clearing, everything. This guy is my dude. He's a good old boy. So give him a call now at 478-283-1246. That's C. Martin Construction in South Georgia. Let me tell you about my girl, Miss Erica, with Crooked W Consulting. She has a small marketing and design agency out of North Carolina. She offers small, affordable business solutions that tailor your business and startups nationwide. She's currently doing my new website. I'm telling you folks, you need to let her do yours. She's doing us a jam up job. She also offers digital marketing, graphic design, and social media management. If I'm using her here at the studio, there ain't no reason why your small business shouldn't. Look her up on Facebook and Instagram at Crooked W Consulting, or text her now at 919-351-2084. Crooked W Consulting. Hit up Miss Erica now. You won't be disappointed. Let's give a quick shout out to Nobles Networking. Guys, if you're looking for a new internet provider, they hook me up here at the studio and at my house. If you live out in the country and you can't find nowhere else where to get your internet, or you're paying too much for Hargrave or any of that other shit, look up Nobles Networking. 478-308-0596. You are going to love it. I'm telling you, it works great for me. It runs everything here at the studio at my house perfectly. Hit up Nobles Networking. Let me tell you guys about the baddest insurance agent around these parts, Miss Jenna Carr. She's an alpha insurance agent. She handles home, auto, life, and business. She's located in Macon, Georgia at 3312 Northside Drive, Suite C-160. Let me tell you about Miss Jenna. Not only is she just the sweetest, cutest damn thing you ever seen, but she takes care of business like a true professional. I love dealing with her. She's done got me hooked up with life insurance because, let's be honest, I'm going to need it. And every time I've ever dealt with her, a complete pleasure. So, y'all do me a favor now. Give her a call and go look her up on social media. Jenna Carr, Alpha Insurance Agency. And that phone number in Macon is 478-621-7065. Tell her that you need the same package, home, life, auto, all that good stuff that she hooked me up with. Let me tell you about Lori's Dive-In in Alamo, Georgia. I ran her ad several times now. She's been with me since I started doing this stuff. Even if it's not convenient for you, take some time, go out of your way, and go eat there. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. She takes pride in her staff, her food, her service, every single aspect. So, please, go check out Lori's Dive-In in Alamo, Georgia at 18 Commerce Street, Alamo, Georgia. Phone number there is 912-568-1945. Lori's Dive-In. If you've seen me wearing hats lately that's got DYH on it, it stands for Down Yonder Hat Co. Seth Bazemore, a buddy of mine, he owns that company, and he has sent me some of their hats. Let me tell you, I love them. I've worn them in a lot of my stuff lately, and I plan on wearing them a lot more. I've shared them with some of my friends. He has a startup business, and I'm telling you guys, you would absolutely love them. So do me a favor. Go right now to his Instagram at Down Yonder Hat Co. Check them out. They also have a website, downyonderhatco.com. Order some stuff from them and tag them on Instagram. And when you do, make sure when you make the post, you say that you heard about the hats and Down Yonder right here on the Josh Terry Podcast. Now, let's get to the show. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Josh Terry Podcast. So glad that y'all couldn't hear anything that was said for the past 10 minutes because none of us would have a fucking career.
It's your fault.
First off, we're in Nashville recording. I want to thank all the sponsors of the show. I want to thank all the friends and family that allowed us to be here. And I want to thank, this is the first rock band we've ever had on the show, and I'm super fucking excited.
Yes.
We got Mr. Jared from Saving Abel. And introduce your starting band member.
Yeah, this is Jason Noll. This is a guy that we created the band from almost 20 years ago.
Let's get the mic a little bit close to you.
This is Jason Noll. We started the band nearly 20 years ago. And so we've been writing and singing songs together for about 20 years.
Dude, first off, thank both of y'all for coming and taking time. I know y'all busy. You got a video that y'all recording this week.
Yeah, and, in a river.
In a river?
In a cold river. It's going to be amazing.
I was going to ask y'all if y'all needed extras until I just heard that fucking part.
I'm going to get baptized.
I'll be your extra.
What's the song called that y'all recording this week, or the video y'all doing too?
Well, it's our new single we're releasing in April. It's called Baptize Me. So obviously it's going to be held in a river, you know?
What's really cool is me and you got hooked up on social media by completely fucking accident.
It was so random.
It was random.
Like, we're in the bed watching, like, you know, The Last of Us or whatever, or Yellowstone. And then, obviously, we saw Justin and we clicked on it. And then he's like, is this really y'all? And we're like, yeah, we're just
I didn't think it was him. So I was drunk as fuck on a TikTok live. And I'm in there with Justin Danger. And he comes in and it says Saving Abel. And I'm like, it's not Saving Abel. There's no fucking way.
Yeah,
because I remember like rocking the fuck out. I'm country through and through.
What do you mean remember?
I still listen to it. But it ain't like it came out yesterday.
Yeah, we're getting older.
Yeah, I'm old too though. I'm 35. Age. I'm not. Yeah. I got gray hair. It's not like I'm not knocking them.
I got three mixed CDs assholes. In my garage.
Nostalgic rock.
So you thought it was a fake account?
Yeah, I thought it was a fake account. And I was like, because you get those all the time.
Yeah.
But also, too, I really fucking love y'all's music. So when I saw it pop in, I was like, there's no fucking way this is, like, actually them. Next thing you know, I make myself like a jackass because I'm literally going through all their socials while I'm on live. And I'm like, fuck, this is him. I just made an asshole out of myself. And then I was like, hey, I would really love for you to do this show and tell your story about from when you started to where you're at now. And he was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And I still don't believe you're here.
It's like 30 minutes down the road, man, living here. That's one of the reasons I moved to Nashville. It's like easier to get more work, you know? It's like somebody calls, like, be there in 30, you know?
Well, I appreciate it. And I tried to get him to do this through Zoom. And I'm glad we didn't. I'm glad y'all guys are a part of it too.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Whenever I asked, by the way, David McMahon, Carter, whatever the last name is, and Riley Anderson,
it's Carter Cross.
Is it?
Yeah.
Anaconda.
I don't know. We wouldn't know because he doesn't have any social media.
He doesn't have any social media. When I told them that y'all were coming, they were like, first off, fuck yes. And they were like, can we please do a video together?
Yeah.
So
we're just like, yeah, they're going to be here at 5 o'clock. I didn't even say anything.
We were here like early. Like I done peed in his backyard like twice.
Hell yeah.
It's cool.
And then he's like, it's not my backyard. I was like, well, all right. Then.
Don't worry. We all peed in the front.
Dude, I'm a poor. I couldn't afford this.
I'm a poor.
We all pee in the front waiting on the clean ladies to get out.
No, I have a studio and house in Cochran, Georgia. When we come up here, we all split these Airbnbs.
Yeah.
And record, and then we record it in public at Live Oak, and fuck that, I couldn't afford a house up here.
Yeah, it was crazy. I bought my house right before the pandemic, like closed on the house next day, stay at home order. So I got it when everything was good deal, and now it's doubled. First investment ever, like as a house, and I'm pretty stoked about it. You can tell I'm 40 because this is what I talk
about. You don't look it though. I feel like I'm older than you. I get it. Like I look fucking older than you though.
I can also tell you stories about, you know, a whole pig's head in our refrigerator on the tour bus for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're definitely getting into that. So tell us with y'all two, I guess y'all two are the founding members.
This is how it all got started. Yeah.
How did it get started?
Yeah, I had a little. You know what a root cellar is?
A root cellar, yeah.
So we stay the same temperature all year.
Yeah, we put a sump pump in it and put a couple of Gibson guitars down there like idiots and smoked weed and
drank wine.
And yeah. I don't know. It just started happening. We was like, hey, this sounds like a song. Like, we could probably put together
like
some
music. Met, like, he had a pretty popular band in our small town already. And he's a few years older than me. Not too much, but.
What was the small town?
Yeah, so where
Corinth, Mississippi. It's exactly about 3 hours.
Hell yeah. Country motherfuckers.
40 miles north of Tupelo and 88 miles from Memphis. So, we you know, it's either drugs or Jesus, basically, there, you know.
Nothing but cows and one steakhouse. Song
right. I've tried to write that one. Patent pending.
That is a song right there.
No, I mean, but you get what I'm saying. Small towns, you know, little country boys don't really know the world's that much bigger until you actually get out there. So, and it definitely, I was 23 before I ever flew on a plane, and it was from Memphis to L.A., I literally show up at this place with a camouflaged quarter sleeve length shirt with a buck on it, and I got told that I looked too Hollywood. That's a true story by Interscope Records. They were like, "No, you just look too Hollywood," and I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" I'm like, I got this at Lonnie's Sporting Goods. I'm like,
"Good God, I want to introduce you to Mark Orion in Mississippi."
My little head just didn't understand it. But yeah, it's just weird, you know, coming from a small town and figuring out the world is bigger. I mean, you got stories about India and Iraq, Kuwait, Qatar, Cuba, all those places, man. But I still live, you know, closer to home. It's only 3 hours.
When y'all got started, how did it take off for y'all?
It was slow but fast, you know what I mean?
When it actually happened, it happened.
Yeah, probably anybody that's been through it knows what I'm talking about. But it's each day you might get an email, you know what I mean? It pushes you to the next day, and you just keep building it. And eventually we landed to that spot where we're on that airplane like he's talking about. And things just kept falling into place. But I think if we did the math on it, we got together first time with electrics, and of course being in a small town, couldn't find a bass player or drummer, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's everywhere.
Yeah, so when we got
back together,
I was like, bring an acoustic over and we'll do it like that. And that's what really started
fueling
us.
That's when we were called Shade of Grace at that point. And that's where we wrote like Drowning and 18 Days. We hadn't written Addicted yet, but that we took those songs and went up to Memphis to a studio, 747 Studios, with Skid Mills, who is still our producer. He's a Grammy Award winning producer, actually, but he shared the studio with Paul Ebersow, who did Three Doors Down's Kryptonite album. So, you know, we went up there and paid for Skid to record a few of our songs or whatever. And he came in and was like, I like what I hear. He said, I'll give you a production deal. We'll create a band around the songs that you guys write. And that's how the process started. And, you know, of course, Addicted was written. And
like, I realize this is a business type thing too, you know. To answer your question, it was about 2 years.
Yeah.
Once we figured out, hey, we got to run it like a business type deal, you know. Got to have a lawyer and this and that and the other, you know. So.
Yeah.
But what did the plane ride feel like?
It was.
Oh, dude.
I never been on one either.
I didn't even have to be on the plane. I was flying all the way there. I mean, I was excited, dude. I was like,
Hell, holy shit,
this is happening. It's what I'm talking about.
I could just imagine 23, just first plane ride out of Mississippi.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where'd you fly out of?
Memphis. We flew out of Memphis. It's about 88 miles from Memphis. So
that's even crazier.
We're
just
in the northeastern corner of like Alabama and Tennessee. Like
Hell
my uncle had chicken houses in Alabama, Russellville, Alabama, which is about an hour and a half from
Memphis.
When it took off, how did y'all know it was taking off? Like, how did y'all know something was different about
the MySpace plays went from like 26 to like 600 overnight.
Thank God for MySpace.
Yeah, isn't that so weird? It's not weird, but it's like.
Are y'all friends with Tom?
I was.
I'm still friends with Tom. That's a loyal relationship that always water that fern. It did sort of happen overnight. It was kind of crazy, you know, starting out in a van, and then the song started picking up, and then it's like, here's a bus, and then, you know, everything was starting to be handed to us. Like, it was like the volume on the amp was cranked up to 11, 24/7.
Is it as crazy as everybody says when you actually get to that point? To where, like, it just goes from
like it's happening.
Nobody knows who the fuck you are to all of a sudden everybody knows your fucking songs.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
I get you, dude. That's got chill bumps thinking about it. Like,
we came up in a time where other things were still really acceptable. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't like blowing things, you know what I mean? Like, it had kind of been frowned upon, but you could still party, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Oh, yeah. we still party.
We,
yeah.
We always looked at like,
nah, we
like
don't party.
It was Hinder, and then they were closing the door to rock and roll at that time period,
right.
And yeah. Like we kind of stuck our foot in. We're like, wait a second. And they were like, all right,
there's one more. Yeah.
And then they
cool.
shut the door.
That's
but,
cool.
But yeah, it's really, I don't know how to explain it. I mean, unless you've been there, but like just to walk in a room and it's almost like power. Like to yeah. walk in and you know that everybody's looking at you and like you could pretty much do anything you want and not get away with it, but like not get in trouble for it. I mean, we were out with Nickelback and I walked in a bar once and it was, you remember this?
Yeah.
The paper towel dispenser in the bathroom said pull down and tear off. So I grabbed the paper towel dispenser and pulled it down and tore it off the wall.
God.
And it was, and I just kind of chunked it in the trash and walked out, you know.
It'd done me no good to have any musical talent.
I'm still waiting to break my one hotel lamp. I'm still
people
waiting.
People always would wonder why he and I didn't like hang out more like when we were on the road, but we were together when that happened.
Yeah.
And the time before that, we were rolling around in the snow in the middle of the street.
Just wasted.
Wasted.
I mean, I think I drank a bottle of Jameson that night. You know the one where you have a hangover for like a week?
I have them constantly, trust
yeah.
me.
Been there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was
Jameson ain't
it was
fun.
Really wild, man. It's really hard to, you know, not get lost in your ego amongst all that. It's really hard not to get lost in it.
Dude, I always say that my ego has an ego.
Yeah,
like the more yeah. successful I get, the harder it is for me to control me.
Yeah,
I don't see how somebody like of y'all stature, like when you got to that point to where you wasn't just.
Crash and burn.
Yeah,
dude.
I always say I'm
we
fucking
dead at the same time.
I get Johnny Manziel. I always use him as my fucking guy.
Yeah.
When he got to the NFL and he went buck fucking wild.
He did.
That would be me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to fucking act.
Well, you know, it's what they say about, you know, people that win the lottery and stuff like that. Like, they don't know how to spend that money.
Yeah.
That's why it's gone. And all they have is like, you know, a jet ski and a private fence around their property, you know.
Yeah.
You know, your body, you have to match the vibration of being able to accept a life like that, you know, and I definitely, it got to me, you know, one of those point and whatever you wanted type of things. And then after a while, you know, with the label and making money for them and all that, we literally made millions of dollars for other people.
Yeah.
And you know, cause everything we had to pay back and all that. So it really wasn't like.
I think we were like, the first act to recoup on the 360.
It's a 360 deal, yeah.
What's the 360 deal?
The devil.
You'll have to tell you on that one. But basically,
that's
everything that we make, like we have to give back before we get any kind of money first.
Okay.
They get a piece
all.
Of everything.
So, you know, it's like the Stupid Girl video here. You know, it's $150,000 budget. Awesome. Cool. So we got Wayne Isham to direct it, which Wayne Isham is the guy that directed Metallica's Enter Sandman, is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That video.
He's
you remember
legendary.
That video?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're up there. We got to do it on top of the Capitol Records building. Like, all this amazing shit, you know. And then you're like, you have to pay for that video. You know what I'm saying? It's like, here's $120,000 budget. Awesome. But all the clothes you're wearing, all that, you've already bought it. Like, you have to pay it back immediately first. Before you see a penny, yeah.
Yeah,
and at that time, I mean, people were, like, illegally downloaded the song. One year was like illegally downloaded like 11 million times.
We came through that when all that was like hitting the fan.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I definitely fucked y'all a couple dollars.
So hey, I tried to download Addicted on LimeWire, but when I downloaded it, hit play, it said you.
I think I got that same song somewhere.
Everything was crank that Soulja Boy back then.
But Addicted was on every CD you burnt.
I'm telling you, I could damn near tell you the track number on my mixed CDs. I got four
That's
of
funny.
Them, and they were all on there. Like when I first learned to drive a car, you have no idea. Like the teenager in me right now is just
Oh, same. Yeah. I still remember the album cover.
Oh, yeah. Me
too. I got it burned in my fucking head.
We always
head.
Tell people that's Jason wearing women jeans. We always, he goes along with it, too. He's like, yeah, but well,
it could have been back then. I used to work at Lowe's. I'll never forget. I was humped over, leaned over a pallet, pulling shrink wrap off. And I felt like something up against me, and like I smelled like my grandpa's cologne. I leaned back and some whiskers Stetson. Went up against my jaw and goes, "Don't ever lose that schoolgirl figure, boy."
Oh my God!
We do that to Carter all the time, but we mean we
can
mean
still smell that old spice.
What? How did y'all know? Like, I guess when you got to that point, how did you know? I guess things kind of went sideways with addiction and everything, though.
Well,
like, you kind of got out of hand, right?
That played a big part, obviously. Like, I couldn't function without being stoned or high or something, you know. When you first start doing it, like I started like self-medicating, obviously, but even before that, like I've been bipolar my whole life, and I've never been diagnosed.
Anxiety, depression, brother.
All that, yes, yes. So like, there's a lot of problems I didn't know that I even had.
Yeah.
So you know, Nickelback, we would get security to walk us to the merch table, and people are pulling and grabbing and ripping your belt and your shirt. And I would literally run away screaming like a girl and hide under stairwells.
Yeah.
And so it was, you know, I'd start, you know, smoking or doing something before. And, you know, when you're high, you don't really care, you know. But another, it was like, you know, you get in bed at 2 a.m. and then you're woke up at 5 a.m. because you got to sing on the Dallas Channel 5 News. Now, the guitar players can walk in with sunglasses. All they got to do is play. I'm the guy that has to walk in, flip the switch on. Hell yeah, let's sing at 5 a.m. Fuck, that's me, baby. How y'all doing? And it's like, you know, it's like I just went to bed 2 hours ago, you know. So, of course, I started, like, you know, doing pills and shit like that, you know, Oxycontin, Roxycontin, all that. And I'll just walk in floating, and I got so good at it, like high functioning, you know, which, you know, it's fine, whatever, for a while. But I brought all that home with me. When it was time to go home, and of course, you know, I couldn't exist, so I had to get my shit together, you know, and get right, you know, which is why I left the band in 2013.
It gets really expensive too.
Like, God does it, you know.
I can imagine.
How long did it take for, like, I guess kind of the downfall? Like a year, months?
No, it took. You know, I straddled the line for years, knowing that I needed to change. You know,
what was the changing point?
Well, when
everybody's got that rock bottom.
When I got home after quitting, you know, I turned down the Hinder gig. You know, they offered me the gig, and it was before I quit Saving Abel. And I was like, well, yeah, I've been doing the both, and so I can do Saving Abel and Hinder. And Cody was like, no, it's either one or the other. And I was like, well, I'm gonna stick with Saving Abel. I didn't know I was even leaving Saving Abel at that moment.
Yeah.
But it got to a point, like, dude, we've been ran ragged for years. I mean, we would do 268 shows in a year. And it got to the point where we were just doing shows for somebody else's percentages.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, two gigs in one day, and one's a fly date. And it's like, guys, you don't understand. We're human. We have to give me a second, you know? So throw that into the mix. So, of course, you're going to deal with everyday life with alcohol and drugs and all that. So, but after I quit, I came here to Nashville, and I did the whole Nashville thing. I wrote with the biggest writer in the industry, Jonathan Singleton. I've known Jonathan 15, 18 years, right? Yeah. He was, you know, his bass player, Andy Dixon, his brother was the first drummer in Saving Abel. So we used to go to watch him all the time in Jackson, Tennessee, when it was Jonathan Singleton in the Grove. And so I moved here. And I started doing the Nashville thing, you know, meet at 11, write a verse chorus, go have lunch, come back, finish the song, you know, multiple times a day at that. And I was drinking really heavily then, too, you know, because, you know, solo career not taking off, depression settle in, I'm sitting at the house, you know, drinking on the couch. And I went through this experience in Nashville as far as some of those guys do that 2 and 3 times a day. And I literally was writing the same song every fucking
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line,
prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
I got to the point, I was like, this just ain't for me. I can't do it. Like, I'm not even having fun anymore, you know? So I quit altogether. And then I just started, you know, drinking more, basically. But eventually, alcohol was all I had left. And finally, my wife's like, don't you think it's time? And I'm like, yes, it's time. So I went and I checked into a detox center. I stayed there for about 7 or 8 days. And then I did an outpatient class that I took, you know, 4 days a week. So yeah, I got went to therapy for years, you know. I figured out how to navigate through my life at this point without relying on things like that. Now, you know, I'm not against weed and things like that. I'm way more organic than I am anything. But what do they call that? California sober?
Yeah, that's what it is.
California they call it. Sober. But you know, it's just like things like that. You know, it's got a point you got to come, you know, into your life and realize, you know, those things don't serve me like they used to, you know. They don't serve me anymore. So, like, you don't necessarily need them to get through day-to-day things, you know. And it's been pretty cool. Like, you know, I love the journey I'm on now. So, it's, like, it's been cool to show that to my kids, you know. Like, I always worry, like, how did I traumatize them? But and then I remember, I was like, well, what they're seeing is their dad pick himself up, dust himself off, and be more responsible, be present, start showing up. And it's just something I'm into now, man. Like, I'm trying to be a better version of myself every day, you know. So that's where I get my joy.
Do you feel like now on the other side of it, on the other side of sober, that like the stuff that you want to write and the stuff you want to do is different?
Yeah, the substance has changed absolutely, especially for this new album, man. I don't write just about blowjobs anymore, if you get what I'm saying. You know, like our first single, and then we had Sex Is Good, yeah. You know, I don't really write about stuff like that anymore. Like, I you know, some of this new stuff is one of the songs we're going to release. Baptize Me is literally about, you know, it says, baptize me in the water. Anyways, how's the chorus go? I'm crawling my way out and I'm never going back again.
There
and then
go.
It says, you know, I ain't getting out alive. It's time to live again. But it's literally about how I sort of pulled myself together and dusted off my boots and took my life back, and how you know, a lot of people rely on God and prayer and all that, but like I feel as if more my message is like you have this power with inside yourself to do these things, and you can save yourself, you can be the hero in your own story. I mean, hell, you're writing the story. And I think a lot of us forget that you know, they think they're at the point in their life where giving up and just life sucks right now. It's like, no, bro, this is what comes right before the hero shows up.
That's a fucking lootly, dude.
You know, and then you start looking at yourself and the things you don't like about yourself, and you fix those things. Yeah. You lean into the fear.
Well, if you don't have the bad moments, you don't fucking you don't appreciate the good ones.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
You have to. I mean, it's
you can't have one without the other.
No, it actually I tell people all the time, there's not a lot of good moments in my life besides for my daughter that have made me who I am. It's usually the bad moments that have made me who I am that I appreciate.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm like forged by fire.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I'm
watch that show too.
Yeah, like I'm not. I wasn't meant to be squeaky clean. I wasn't meant to not be chipped and battle scarred.
I don't think anyone is.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really crazy what you learn about yourself when you're really in some shit.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
And you got, I call that looking at your own shadow. Like, you have to look at those ugly things and be like, fuck, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. And then you get down to like, well, why did you do that? Well, how'd that make you feel? And then when you figure out, like, oh, shit, that's where that's coming from.
It's the not quiver for me.
Yeah. Right.
Or just rushes in. You're trying to go to sleep. Like, I can't believe I did
that. I knew they were going to call me a piece of shit all
the Yeah.
But it's special when you figure out that that's not your downfall.
No.
Like, man. When you figure out that that's what can uplift you is the bad shit that you've done.
Right.
Like a lot of people take the shit that you've done that have just everybody else puts you down for.
Yeah.
And, like, you can use it as stepping stones to get where the fuck you want to be.
That's what you're supposed to do.
And it's hard for a lot of people.
Yeah, they get lost in that same circle of negative thoughts. Like, if well, this always happens to me. Well, of course that happened. And, if that's all you're looking for, that's all you're ever going to fucking see, man. Absolutely. So you've got to change your perspective on things, and you can pick yourself up, dude, and start new habits. It's just a lot of my downfalls were habitual behavior.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, as corny as the line is, and it's definitely not my quote, but it's already happened to you, now let it happen for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you've already fucking been through it.
You can beat anxiety and depression by yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, man. I've done it. It's totally possible.
It's a mind thing.
It is.
When you talk speaking there, Carter, to get speaking to the mic.
Yeah. You said something we've done it with weed.
Good
that
you didn't fucking say in the mic.
It's all a mind thing. You got to control your own mind.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people allow their trauma to just control the rest of their life. But you literally can be the person that controls their trauma.
You got to understand how powerful words are. Like, absolutely. When you're talking to yourself, like, man, I'm stupid.
That's big.
Don't say that. You told a trillion cells in your body that you're stupid. Well, every time you say I am, you're programming your brain.
Well, one of the things we talk about on this show so much is mental health awareness.
Dude, that's my gig.
I ask all the veteran organizations we work with or just the musicians or whoever. Mental health awareness is one of the things I'm a suicide survivor.
I want to get a suicide tattoo.
Yeah, I
want to get it. Oh, damn, you do got it.
Yeah, I'm 13 years. But like
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. It's the best and worst day of my life. But I figured out who I was.
Yeah.
Like, it took me doing that to not get to where I'm at now. But there are a lot of people that allow, like, the bad shit in your life to just fucking run the rest of their life. And when you figure out, hey, maybe this happened for a fucking reason. Like, one thing that I just don't see taboo anymore is, like, you get a lot of people that when you talk about suicide or mental health awareness, they're so scared to fucking bring it up.
I hate the stigma around it. I hate it.
I literally... It's like it used to feel disgusting coming out of my mouth because I felt ashamed of myself. Now, it's just like fucking butter.
Yeah, the more you talk about it, the more it loses its power, man.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like I'm not going to let my demons fucking control me.
This ain't the place I'm going to stay. I'm going this way.
You're getting the fuck out of here. You might help
others by just speaking about it.
The first time I ever shared it on social media, I was scared to death. But I had the person I was seeing at the time that was helping me with my shit, they were like, look, you got to put it out there. And when I finally did, I was scared to death putting it on social media. This is like 2016.
Yes, vulnerability.
Yeah, and I was like, everybody's going to think I'm fucking crazy or whatever. And when I put it out there, it's the best thing I ever did because nobody showed me nothing but love and support. And there were people that messaged me and was like, I've been there. Yeah. I had no idea that you had been there because all you ever do is fucking act fat and happy.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you ever do. Like, we had no idea. We had no idea you did that fucking 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And now... I am so comfortable talking about it that you get people that open up to you and talk about it. So the more you talk about it, the more you got a chance of helping people. And maybe that's the reason why you went through your bullshit in the first place.
Absolutely.
Was to help other people.
Absolutely. I see it a lot of times at the shows, you know, like I take a minute during my show and I talk about why I left the band and how I hate the stigma of therapy and all that. But I do see it, and I almost tear up a little bit when I talk about this. Like, that's how I know it's true.
Okay.
That's
how
I know it's true.
We cry like motherfuckers on this show.
I've seen the look on people's faces. Like, you know, they're in a crowded room, but they feel alone. They feel like they've lost their value and that they're not worthy of this type of life or anything like that. And I honestly, like, my whole mission in my job, another reason I came back to Saving Abel is I'm living proof. Like, I have a good story, yeah, but I'm mainly here to remind others that they are worthy. And, like, I know what you're talking about. And you're surrounded by abundance and by people that love and care for you. And I just think we forget that a lot of times.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm going to remind them, you know.
Like, that's what the fuck we're supposed to do.
It's worth it.
That is what social media and everything is supposed to be about. Yeah. A lot of people don't get enough credit that share that type of stuff.
Well, you know, bad news travels quicker, you know.
Yeah, but fuck those people that share it.
Yeah.
I'd rather sit here and listen to your story all day, every day, because it helps somebody.
A lot of those people are lost that you're looking at too.
Yeah. And they just, you know, just a little help. I mean, that's it. Like, we're working on something now with a charity. I mean, I can't talk a lot about it, but we're gonna have it at my shows when I speak about stuff like that. You know, I go to this booth back at the back of the room by the merch table, and there's somebody there waiting to help you, helping you take the first step.
You let us know. It's not just about the music for me. I swear I will share the fuck out of it.
It's not just about the music as much for me anymore. Like in him, like, we're done with the ego thing, you know. Yeah. I got a purpose, and that's for us addicts. Purpose is for me, how I made it.
I try to explain this to folks all the time. When I was looking for a reason after getting out of radio and everything else that I've been through, I figured out that my purpose was me. And when you figure out that your purpose can be you, and the stuff that you went through is what you're supposed to be doing and what you're supposed to be putting out there, that your trauma, your bullshit is the stuff that you're supposed to be sharing, and you end up getting that outlook. Dude, it's nothing but up from there. You might not make $1 million off of it, but you have peace every fucking day.
Dude, and that is what I'm talking about. Yeah. That peace, like, where you can live. I don't even know how to explain it, man. It's like, I don't even worry about stuff
anymore.
I just lean into the universe because I know it's going to provide.
Yeah. That's just it. Fucking say, I'm telling you, when I'm a Christian. I'm not a very good one, but I'm a Christian. But I'm telling you, I always say that if you want to figure out if you're on the right road, stop asking where you're supposed to, like, end up, and look for the signs that lead you.
That's right. You got to stop putting expectations on things.
So, like,
man,
if my road tells me to veer left today, I'm going to veer left. If my road tells me to go right, I go right.
Go with the
but
flow.
But it seems like it always fucking lines up.
Something always works out no matter
what. Yeah, it's crazy. If I'm supposed to be there, and I'm supposed to be talking about or doing what I'm supposed to, you might not always be where you want to be, but you're always where you're supposed to be.
You're on the way to get there, though. I mean,
absolutely.
Life throws these challenges, and bad things do happen, 100%. But the universe does that because it's time for us to grow and learn.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes something like that to get us to that point to where we have to grow and learn.
Yeah, I don't know about y'all. I'm fucking hard-headed. I've never learned.
Yeah,
I've
I'm
never
a
learned.
Skull, yeah.
I've never learned a lesson in this life that was fucking easy. Mm-mm. Never, ever.
Yeah.
And the universe and the good Lord, or whatever you want to say, has
the good Lord
knows
created
that about
the universe,
me.
So.
Yeah, he knows that about me.
Yeah.
He knows that if I'm going to learn fucking something, I got to learn it the hard way. I've learned it in a jail cell. I've learned that at a rehab detention center.
Yeah.
I've learned it the fucking hard way. But also, looking back at it, the best things in my life, I learned the fucking hard way.
Look where you are.
Life-changing things.
And when you, like, that's the thing. When you realize that, and I couldn't tell you, I didn't figure the show was going to go this way, to be honest with you, but I'm glad it did. But this is the shit I love. But, like, I'm so glad that you have took sobriety and everything else, and you've turned it into what you're doing now, and you're happy with it, and the way you
talk about it.
It's
my passion. It's my goal. Yeah. It's my mission in life. I mean, it's why I'm here. Yeah. It is my purpose.
Yeah.
And the music helps, but and having a microphone in your hand with people in front of you helps, but it's living it every day and the consistency in that, you know, gets a little hard sometimes, you know.
I'm sure it is.
Keep pushing. Everything is temporary.
Fuck yeah. Well, God, dude, that's. Now, it blew me away, because I'm telling you, my expectations with this show was to hear stories from the road.
Oh, we still got those.
And to hear that kind of stuff. But no, in all honesty, that was the message that was supposed to be given on this show.
All right, well, let me tell a quick one. One night, Jason got completely
You can still tell as many as you fucking want to. I'm just saying, if you're listening now, we're going to go somewhere else. But leading up to now, that was the fucking message of the show. Tell them about it.
Okay, so we had a bus driver. I know his name, but I can't remember if it was him.
Train.
Train, yeah. Yeah, it was his Both name.
Jason remembers.
But
I've heard the story. I don't remember.
So Jason got drunk, and he put on a dress and a wig, and we sat him up front in the bus driver's driver's seat, and he was going to act passed out, like when Train came on the bus.
Carter does that all the time, but he's not acting.
And Train come on the bus, and he's like, "What is this?" He's like, "What is it?" And we're like, "Man, we don't know. It's some girl that was on here, and I guess she passed out up there." And he's like, "Man, y'all better handle this. I got priors." he's like, "Y'all better come get this. And I got priors, man. Y'all, man, I can't deal with this." Damn. But yeah, so it was. Yeah, it was a pretty good laugh.
Why was there a?
I can't remember.
Address and a.
Hey, that's probably another story.
who's the wildest? Not to put y'all on the. Like, we'll take y'all out of it. Who's the wildest band y'all ever been around? Like just full on rock.
I
and
always
band.
Had fun with Hinder.
Yeah.
They were always fun. They did a lot of tour pranks and stuff like that with Blower and Tarpy and Poopy Face Tomato or something like that. I can't remember.
Have to Google that stuff.
They
that's her real name.
Yeah, yeah. It's
Poopy what?
Poopy
Face
Tomato.
Yeah, I won't talk about all that, but I always had a good time with those dudes. And one year they pranked us. I think it was the Nickelback tour, and it was Eric Taylor was in our original bassist was there, and he's a redneck too, But he wanted to get them back, so he went to a bait shop and bought 500 crickets. And release them on their bus.
Absolutely.
Like, Hinder was texting us, like, weeks afterwards. Like, dude, I'm still pulling crickets out of my suitcase. It was amazing. I would have never thought of that. But he's like, yeah, I'm going to go to the bait store. I'm going to get crickets, man. Get
crickets, those crickets man. Fucking died.
I would have lost my mind.
Give me every cricket you got.
Every single one of them.
Shit.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever get to, because I'm a big fan of Limp Bizkit and them. Did y'all ever get to be around Fred Durst?
Yeah, I love Limp Bizkit, man. Why is everybody always picking on me?
That's my shit, boy. That shit made me run through a fucking wall.
I love Limp Bizkit, man.
I don't know why, but it's all over my TikTok.
Really?
Yeah, the new.
It's an algorithm. You realize it's
back,
an algorithm,
right?
Yeah. Wes Borland, I really like him, too. I get his playing style.
Yeah.
That to me is the music part of it, and Fred makes it better. But I love that music, man. Those punches and those stops and how crunchy it is. And I love his outfit, the things he wears on stage. I love Limp Bizkit.
He's got some cool moves, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Well, hey, before we get off of here, would y'all mind if y'all played a song with my guys?
Yeah, we can play a song.
Cool. I'm going to pause it for a second, then we're going to bring y'all back a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Degeneration. All right, we're back. Anyway. Riley, go ahead and introduce what they're about to do. You're the one that helped them. You're the guitar man.
I didn't help
Let's
him.
Have
he
a
had
word
to fix
from
my
Riley.
Guitar.
I know that's why I want you to do it because your guitar was kind of not right.
Jason had to fix my guitar.
Well, guess who can say that they had a guitar fixed by them?
Well, I fucking can now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, motherfucker. That's why I'm giving you the. You're not getting the point of this. Introduce
someone. Y'all fucking buckle up. Saving Abel's finna play Drowning Face Down.
This is my favorite Saving Abel song, and he and I, this is one of the songs we wrote nearly almost 20 years ago, and it was, we would go back and forth, we would work our, 9-to-5 jobs or whatever, and then we'd go to Memphis, record all night, get back at midnight, and I had to be at work at 4 a.m. Anyway, so all those red lights in between is kind of what this song's about, and I'm proud as shit to have written it with him, so yeah, it's called Drowning Face Down.
Time to reach for you.
Fuck yeah. That's a surreal ass moment for me. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I used to remember doing dirty shit in the S10 to that shit. And now you're doing it at my fucking show. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've got head in a small ass Sonoma to that before.
I learned to drive a stick shift. It was an S10.
So did the girl I was talking about.
I was talking about 03 Kia Spectra headed to prom, man. God.
What the fuck? Can we end on a group sing-along with the guys? Can y'all do one with these three?
Sure.
Hey, that'd be cool, and then we'll end the show.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Then we'll
man.
Make a couple cool videos and get Vidias. The fuck out of here. Videos?
Yeah.
For social Vidias. Media? That's up to y'all. What song do y'all want to go out on?
Carter, we hit you in the face last night.
Oh, dude. I saw him. He wasn't that big.
I'm just a singer.
Boy, sorry, you man. Ain't shit.
It's
got to be one of y'all songs.
Yeah, all right.
Cool. This is nostalgia. This is fucking great. I'm digging this shit right now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I can fake it.
Yeah, we can fake it. I'd leave if I could. I'm not in love, but this sorry, it's another one of our dirty singles.
Once again, I'm pretty sure my child was conceived to y'all, so it's fine.
I'm so addicted to all the things you do.
Last night.
Carter.
What did? Addicted?
Addicted.
Carter finally got some nuts about him.
Finally.
I'm like, God damn.
I didn't want to end it though. I thought he was going to
Anyway. Hey. Fellas, I just want to tell y'all, that was great. The first part of this, we're talking about mental health journey. Fucking wonderful. I loved all of it. Thank y'all for spending time with all of us. It's been a lot to all of us.
Yeah, well,
even the people not
recording. I love
recording.
The vibe here, man. The energy here, it's just relaxing. I can tell fart jokes. Everybody will laugh, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, we say a lot of fucked up shit.
Yeah. No, it feels like a family vibe, man. And
that's what it
definitely
is
what I'm in it for, you know.
Well, cool, dude. Well, I appreciate it. Real quick, before we get off here, drop y'all social media handles if you know them. That
the
way people
Saving
can go
Able.
Add you.
Yep, at The Saving Able on Facebook, Instagram, We have a TikTok. Yeah, it's at the Saving Abel as well. We do have a single coming out April 14th. It's called Baptize Me. It's off our brand new album. And we have a single out right now with a band called No Resolve. It's Counting Stars. So check that out. And we'll see you digitally on our socials.
And thank you guys for having fucking songs that we're always going to play, by the way. No matter how old we get. I know we are almost in our 40s.
Literally on the ride up here.
Some of us
still play that song in our show.
Well, you're not. You can go fuck yourself in your 20s.
Yeah.
But thank you. I just want y'all to know that people still fucking appreciate your music.
We appreciate people. So, yeah, we wouldn't be here without any of them. So we're totally grateful for what we get to do each and every day.
Well, thank y'all. Boys, y'all want to say anything to these folks before we get out of here?
Thanks
fucking
for fixing
super
my guitar.
Honored to meet y'all.
Y'all too, man. Thank you for having us.
Thank y'all for coming. Shit. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
The word Subaru means together.
Together.
Well, let's go to Butt Rock in Subaru.
Let's go.
We will see y'all later. Thank y'all for listening to Josh Terry Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.